Welcome to episode 430 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 35 of our series, 100 Days in the New Testament. And this week, we've been looking at that which can truly be considered scripture and that which is better understood as religious commentary, historical narrative, or even false doctrine. And one of the most important distinguishing features of a book of the Bible is that it should point to Jesus, the Son of God. John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. Jesus is the Word, and any scripture that denies him or fails to point to him cannot be trusted. Jesus was walking with two despondent disciples on their way to the town of Emmaus one Sunday afternoon. These travelers had not learned that their Savior had just risen from the dead. They were still reeling from the shock of Golgotha. But when Jesus joined them on the road, he pointed them back to the Old Testament and what those scriptures had to say about him. Luke 24 verse 27 says, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. In Luke 24, verse 44, Jesus says further, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. From Moses to the prophets to the Psalms, from all of the Old Testament scriptures, Jesus taught them how everything points to him. Jesus' conversation with these two travelers was less like revealing hidden secrets and more like connecting the dots. In Genesis, Jesus is present in creation. The seed of the woman who is promised to defeat sin and death, and the sacrifice who will be given in our place. He is both the creator and the promised redeemer. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. In Numbers, he's the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, and he is the water in the desert. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet greater than Moses, who will teach us how to love God with all of our heart, mind, and strength. He also becomes the curse for us. Jesus became a curse so that we could be redeemed from the curse of the law. In Joshua, Jesus is the captain of the Lord's army who brings us salvation and calls us to go and take his name with us. In Judges, he is the perfect judge and lawgiver. He delivers us from injustice. In Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he is the one about whom every future prophet will speak and the covenant promise from the line of David. Specifically in 1 Samuel, he's all in one, the prophet, priest, king. In 2 Samuel, he's the king of grace and love. In Kings and Chronicles, he's our reigning king who will inherit the throne of David forever. In 1 Kings, he's a ruler greater than Solomon. In 2 Kings, he's the powerful prophet. In 1 Chronicles, he is a son of David who is coming to rule. In 2 Chronicles, he's the king who reigns eternally. In Ezra and Nehemiah, he is the rebuilder and restorer of his people and the true temple of God's Spirit. In Ezra, he is the priest proclaiming freedom. In Nehemiah, he is the one who restores what is broken down. In Esther, he's our advocate in the face of destruction. He is the one whom we need for such a time as this. He is the protector of his people. In Job, he's our ever-living redeemer who walks on the waves of the sea. He is the mediator between God and man. In Psalms, he is the true shepherd, the good shepherd, and the one who was forsaken for our sins. He is our song in the morning and in the night. In Proverbs, he is the word, the true wisdom of God. In Ecclesiastes, he is our only hope for resurrection in the face of judgment. He is our meaning and purpose for life. In Song of Solomon, he is the lover of our souls, the author of faithful love, the one who pursues us in love. In Isaiah, he is the suffering servant and the prince of peace. In Jeremiah, he is the righteous branch who is treated wrongly. In Lamentations, he is the prophet who weeps over the sins of his people. He assumes God's wrath for us. In Ezekiel, he is the Lord who makes atonement for all who have done wrong. In Daniel, he is the Son of Man who is sent by the Ancient of Days and who is with us in the fires of life. He is that stranger who is in the fire with the three Hebrew boys. In Hosea, he is a forgiving husband who never stops loving his bride. He is faithful even when we run away from him. In Joel, he is the giver of the Holy Spirit. In Amos, he is the builder of the city of God. In Obadiah, he is our deliverer on Mount Zion. In Jonah, he is the good news that we can be saved from death. In Micah, he is the ruler of all ages from Bethlehem. He casts our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. In Nahum, he's our stronghold in the day of trouble. In Habakkuk, he's the God of our salvation, who crushes injustice. In Zephaniah, he is mighty to save. In Haggai, he's the restorer of the kingdom, who restores our worship. In Zechariah, he's our humble king riding on a colt. And in Malachi, he is the Lord who will come in his temple, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in his rays.
In Genesis, he's the breath of life. In Exodus, the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. Numbers, fire by night. Deuteronomy, he's Moses' voice. In Joshua, he is salvation's choice. Judges, lawgiver. In Ruth, the kinsman redeemer. First and second Samuel, our trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, he's sovereign. Ezra, a true and faithful scribe. Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of broken walls and lives. In Esther, he's Mordecai's courage. In Job, the timeless redeemer. In Psalms, he is our morning song. In Proverbs, wisdom's cry. Ecclesiastes, the time and season. In the Song of Solomon, he is the lover's dream. He is, he is, he is.
This is Jesus. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides from above. And he is Emmanuel, the God who is with us here on earth. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He was present in creation, and he will reign over the universe throughout all eternity. He is our prophet, priest, and king, and he is the good news for all people, that God has opened the door for us to be made right with him. Any book that does not point you to this Jesus, any book that does not help you to fall in love with this Jesus, such a book cannot be divinely inspired. Such a book is not a part of the canon. Father, we thank you for Jesus, the Lord of all, who has been our creator, redeemer, and friend from the beginning. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.